It's Wednesday, November 10th, starting the day with a little bit of fog this morning, then partly sunny, high 58. Later tonight, mostly cloudy, there's a chance, a 20% chance for some rain, low down to 50. It's 37 right now. Good morning, Spencer Rivers. How are you?
Good morning. Rushing around this morning, trying to put papers where they belong and Picking up things I dropped on the floor and just.
I think that when people listen to that and they hear the paper shuffling, it just sounds like, oh man, they must be busy. They are hardworking individuals. So I think the ruffling of the papers is totally okay. Yeah, exactly. As long as it's not too distracting. But a very foggy morning. I had to turn the fog lights on.
Really? Yeah. Wow, yeah. I had frost on the car this morning.
I did too. I had to turn the. Luckily, it's that layer. It's that time of year where the layer of frost is small enough and thin enough to where you could turn the defroster on, let it sit for a couple minutes, and you're good.
Yeah, I did hit the windshield washers, and that got rid of it.
There you go. With the defrost or with the antifreeze.
That de-icer stuff in
de-icer,
there.
Yeah.
And that worked very well. And the car warms up pretty fast.
Right.
So it didn't. No problems this morning.
Well,
it just was a little stunning to walk outside and go, oh, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't expect it to be that cold. It is chilly, but it should be actually pretty nice tonight. So looking forward to that.
It's the last day for that, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to rain.
Yeah.
Like a 90% chance for rain. So we got that going on. And of course, it's the Rake a Difference Day that we have with our friends at United Way of Southwest Michigan.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, so I have to rake.
Oh,
we're raking
boy.
Leaves. Which is going to be fun.
Not in the rain.
No, it's not. But it's good. I enjoy doing that event because we're helping people that aren't able to rake their leaves and clear out their yards and their gutters and all that stuff. So helping them out. But yeah, I was hoping and crossing my fingers for better weather.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, I had my yard completely cleaned off on Sunday, and I got home yesterday. Looks like I didn't touch it.
I know. There's about two or three trees by my house that's like, yep. And they've brought, like I said, they brought by the leaf vacuum and picked up all the leaves off the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to have to come by probably in the next two, 3 weeks.
Jim, come in your yard and just do
it. I would love for them to do that. Take care of my whole house. Starting your day, there's a lot of holidays and things that we should mention that you may not even know are on your calendar. United States Marine Corps celebrating a birthday today. Marine Corps is the smallest branch of the Defense Department with about 185,000 active duty personnel. The typical Marine carries about $14,000 worth of equipment, not including those night vision goggles. Some other fun facts about the Marine Corps. Semper Fi comes from the Marines' motto, Semper Fidelis. That's Latin for always loyal. So happy birthday, United States Marine Corps. And then tomorrow, Veterans Day. So celebrate the Marine Corps again and all the veterans from there, as all of our military branches. Another thing that's happening today, I don't know why you would celebrate this, but it's Area Code Day, a celebration of those three numbers that you dial before you order something, maybe a pizza from down the street or a friend that's out of the area. You got to put the area code in there. Those were introduced in 1947, but it wasn't until last month when the entire country started using them for local calls. That's what I heard. You got to do that now. I didn't realize you had to do that.
Down in the near South Bend area, they had just instituted that.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
They're running out of phone numbers? Is that why?
I wondered that back when I was a kid and we switched over from 616 to 269.
I remember that.
And I was totally confused. And everybody that had a business card with 616 on it had to go get new business cards and billboards had to change. All that stuff had to change. So owning a business was tough when you had to switch all that stuff over. Mm-hmm. But for me, I was a kid, so I was like, all right, what do I have to dial before I call my friends, you know, or call my grandma or whoever that's out of town? What do I have to dial? And it took me a while to get used to the 269. Mm-hmm. Now it's just second nature. But 616, yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Like, why? Wait, they Are we just getting rid of 616? No, just people up farther north of us get to use it because there's more
right.
people, more Grand numbers, and all that yeah. stuff. So, yeah, the Grand Rapids area, they still use 616.
Kalamazoo, they're using, I don't know.
You know?
They might be stuck with 269.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll look it up because it's area code days today, so that's what you're supposed to do is spend time just researching about area codes.
That's what I'll do when I get home.
There you go. It's also, another thing you can do when you get home is have a vanilla cupcake.
Ooh.
We baked a cake yesterday.
Did you?
Jocelyn made homemade buttercream frosting.
Ooh.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, and she didn't even realize because she just made like a sheet pan. She just put the cake in like a 13x9, and she put this frosting on there and just slapped it on there and spread it. But then when we had the slice of cake, realized the frosting was pretty thick. Mm-hmm. Like it was a good thickness. Good. There was a good cake to frosting ratio, in mm-hmm. my opinion. It was good. Fantastic. But yeah, so have a vanilla cupcake today. That was invented back in the 1700s, long before people started selling them, like the hipsters that sell them for $11 each. It's also National Forget-Me-Not Day, encouraging Americans to remember the physical sacrifices made by returning soldiers. Forget-Me-Not Day has been observed every year since 1921.
Isn't that a flower, too? Or?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
A beautiful color. I believe it's a like a bluish purple.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Also today, if you're a country music fan, the CMA Awards, you can go check those out on ABC. And it's also the anniversary of the premiere of Sesame Street. I know we talked about that, what was it, last week, where they used to, their names that they were throwing around was 123 Avenue B. They changed it because they realized, hey, it's a real address in New York City. So they said, we'll not do that. But we also, I think I told you this a couple weeks ago, Oscar the Grouch originally used to be orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cookie Monster, he was also originally, what did I say, green? I think he was green and he had like red eyes and weird teeth.
Mm.
So obviously... The kids probably, the whatever the test audience or whatever they have when they're trying these shows out, I'm sure the kids were not really too pleased about that.
Would you say strange eyes and weird teeth?
I think he had strange eyes and weird teeth, yeah.
I think I saw him at Walmart.
Saw him walking around? Was he in the cookie section?
No, he was in the bib section.
There you go.
These country music awards, it seems like they happen quite often.
I know. You know, because I worked on the country station and I do stuff over there sometimes. And honestly, they're like, oh, well, the CMA awards are tonight. Oh, the ACM awards. Oh, the 123 awards are on. It's like, why? Why are there so many awards shows? And that's the thing I always say is, honestly, I don't watch the awards shows. I can't remember the last awards show that I sat and watched the entire thing. Even like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, I don't watch those. I watch the videos afterwards, the clips.
Yeah, I remember my folks used to watch the Emmy Awards.
The Emmy Awards?
Back in the day, I think.
I used to watch the Tony Awards for Broadway because I liked watching the performances because that was always cool.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the ones nominated but I didn't even like watching the whole show. I was like, just skip to the performances. I don't care who wins. I haven't seen the show anyway on I'm not in New York on Broadway, so I just know I can make it a list of places and shows that I'd like to see when they go on tour and make stops in like Chicago and stuff like that. As you start your day, you might have some brain fog and you want to jumpstart that. Well, I like to do that with useless knowledge and learning some things that, you may be able to work into a conversation, or you may just laugh at them because they're pretty useless and pretty funny stuff. You may not have known this, the word moron was originally a medical term for a person with the intellect of an 8 to 12-year-old. So, speaking of kind of dumb things, in the 1800s, there was an Eskimo custom And I don't know if you, I don't know if this seems like a good idea, but this was a custom in the 1800s. When a stranger would enter the village, he and one of the locals would slap each other as hard as they possibly could until one of them gave up. Not sure why. I mean, that's a weird way of saying hello to someone.
What a slap in the face.
Exactly. And say, hey, nice to meet you, and welcome to this town.
Oh, my.
I wonder how long, I would like to know how long this, one of the longest ones that lasted of the slappings.
I don't know. That's where the Three Stooges got it,
I think. It kind of seems like it. Because what if somebody never gave up and just went on for like days? It's like you could have just said, hey, welcome to the town. Let's go have a drink, or how about go to the have some breakfast at a restaurant or something like that? No, they slapped him in the face. and it's cold up there.
Oh,
so that would
my
be
goodness,
yes. A cold slap is not good. Steve Jobs, he decided to choose the name Apple because, well, he simply just loved apples. But it was also because Apple is ahead of Atari in the phone book, and he used to work at Atari.
Oh.
And Steve Wozniak said he first heard Jobs mention the name when he was bringing him back from some kind of a quote-unquote apple orchard commune.
Okay.
I did not know that an apple orchard commune existed.
I didn't either.
They don't really call them Macintosh computers anymore. They just call them Macs. But I remember when I had family members that had the Macintosh computer, and you didn't hear Apple as much as you do now. I didn't really hear Apple until I think the first iPhone came out or the iPod that came out. Then you started hearing them say Apple, 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 Apple.
Good thing you didn't pick zucchini.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have a zucchini phone. What?
Yeah. No, that would have been a good choice. A pumpkin phone. Yeah, you think he just goes down the list, but I think that is smart. And a lot of businesses will do that where you have, you know, we're double A this or triple A this. It's all because they wanted to get ahead in the phone book. Now, I don't think you need it really matters so much when it comes to that. Here's a fun thing. If you like ranch dressing on your salad or dipping in anything or whatever. Did you know ranch, the dressing was named after the brand Hidden Valley Ranch? So they're the ones that originated this.
Oh, where is that located anyway?
I don't know. I can't find it.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to find it on a map. It's very tough. They created the dressing in the 1950s, and everyone who copied it called it ranch style.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think the Hidden Valley is actually, the location is actually what Victoria's Secret is.
Oh,
that
all
might,
right.
That might be what it is. Yeah.
I'm still looking for Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm? I've heard it's nice.
Bird's Eye Village.
Bird's Eye Village, yeah. The best-selling song in French history is a Christmas song called Petit Papa Noël. The second best-selling song of all time in France. What do you think it is? It's a very popular song, mainly at weddings and possibly at a nice polka. You might
a French song
dance
at a polka?
To this song. Oh yeah, you might dance to this
really?
Song or at a wedding.
I don't know. You're gonna have to fill me in.
It's the chicken dance.
Oh, for Pete's sake!
The chicken dance was the second all-time selling song in France. So next time you go to France, or if anybody says, hey, let's go to France or go to Paris, I was like, you know, the second best-selling song is the chicken dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love their potatoes there.
The French potatoes?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to talk about something a little bit later on this morning about French fries, because there is a restaurant that is creating something that I never thought would be created with their French fries. So I'll have to chat about that when I tell you about some things that are trending this morning. Also, I do need to tell you about the great grocery giveaway. Go to WSJM.com because you've got your chance to win a whole lot of money. You just got to do some guessing on the great grocery giveaway. So we've got this grocery cart full of groceries. You just have to guess the total amount without going over. That's all before tax. And if you guess the closest, then you win twice the dollar amount of what is actually in there. So you win a big chunk of money. I don't know the exact amount, but I know it's quite a lot. It's more than I have in my wallet right now, which is more than like $20 at least. So
I don't carry a lot of cash anymore.
I don't either.
Very seldom.
Yeah, I think I've got a $20 bill in my wallet. That's about it.
I got a $2.
A $2?
No, I have $2.
Oh, I was going to say, you got a $2 bill? Because
I wish I did.
They're great. But go to WSJM.com. That's where you can find the rules and everything else you need to know. We've teamed up with our friends at Rogers Foodland, Glenlord and Hollywood, South St. Joe. That will give you a better advantage as well to go to the store and walk around and see the cart for yourself. And then it'll give you a better idea and hopefully get your guess the closest. Good luck to you. And you got to get that guess in by November 17th. All the rules, details, and everything else I may have forgotten to tell you about is all at WSJM.com. I saw this yesterday and didn't believe it. I actually saw it as an ad and don't know why this is a thing, but you mentioned earlier, Spencer, that you liked French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like Arby's is going to be releasing two vodkas that taste like French fries.
Arby's is doing
that? Arby's is doing
that. Oh, for Pete's sake.
So the restaurant chain has developed one vodka that tastes like it's curly fries and another one that tastes like it's crinkle fries.
Well, what's a vodka comes from potatoes, right?
Yeah, it does. So, okay. Part of it made sense when I saw it. I was like, well, I guess that could work, but I didn't realize they were going to make them taste like French fries.
I don't think I'd like that.
I don't think I want salty vodka.
No.
Ugh.
Or curly vodka.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I don't want curls. So if all goes according to plan, this stuff will be available on November 18th, just in time for the holidays. So if you know somebody that really, really likes the French fries or really likes vodka, then put both of them together and make it a gift.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one. If you like, speaking of food related things, if you like bacon, there's a bacon company. They have made a wrapping paper, that looks and smells, of course, like bacon, instead of bacon wrapped food, which I think you shared something, was it yesterday or the day before? Bacon wrapped turkey.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. I just don't know when, at what point do you wrap it with bacon? Because the bacon's going to take no time to cook in the oven, mm-hmm. as opposed to the turkey's going to take a long time.
Right, exactly.
To cook. So I don't know if they tell you, hey, right when you're about 20 minutes before, then wrap the thing in bacon, that sounds absolutely delicious. But instead of bacon wrapped food, you can now have bacon wrapped gifts. Just another smell to lure Santa down the chimney or your dogs to your presents to be chewing those up before you actually open them. Hormel Black Label Bacon. They teamed up with rapper Coolio. Which this seems odd. Why Coolio would just say, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I think I like bacon. Why don't I start this company? They're promoting this pork paper, but you can't buy it. So what are you supposed to do? Oh, you can enter to win at wrappedbyblacklabel.com. Just use real bacon. Just wrap your own gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything fun over there?
I do. Well, it's not fun.
You got anything fun?
But it's just as just advice, just to be careful if you're in jail and you have an inmate.
Oh, okay.
33-year-old inmate in Florida named Christopher Collin is facing new charges after he beat up his cellmate last week. He literally knocked his teeth out.
Ooh.
And he did it because the guy wouldn't stop farting in their cell. He broke two of his teeth and one of his ribs. And when the prison guard asked, why did you do that? He said the guy had been passing too much gas and was not doing courtesy flushes when he used the toilet.
Oh, you got to do the courtesy flush.
The inmate he beat up is recovering in a hospital. It's not clear what kind of charges Chris is facing.
Oh, man. That is not good.
So,
I've never been to jail.
No, me neither.
Everything I've seen, the close quarters that you're in, yeah, you've got to be mindful of your bathroom stuff.
There's no privacy.
No, there's not. And a lot of your bathroom can be in your cell, from what I've seen on TV.
Yeah.
You got to keep that place clean, or you got to, I don't know.
Got to keep some Febreze in there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Speaking of the cops and going to jail, I don't know about this, but I could see some people doing this. A guy called the cops on his wife and his in-laws.
Oh.
Because they were rooting for the wrong team or the opposing team. So this happened where a man from India recently called the police on his wife and the in-laws for celebrating Pakistan's victory over India in a recent World Cup cricket match. Oh, you don't mess around when it's cricket. They take that very seriously in other countries. The couple is separated, with the wife now living with her parents. She is demanding her husband pay her expenses. And the police have yet to file any formal charges.
I wonder what they'd file. What charges?
I don't know any kind of charges for that, because obviously if she's rooting for the wrong team or an opposing team, we know about houses divided. But I don't know what kind of criminal charges you could put on somebody.
That cricket, that's a word that has several different meanings.
Cricket, yeah.
I mean, it's a game. Mm-hmm. It's a cell phone company.
Yep.
And
it's an animal.
Yeah, it's an animal, too. Yeah.
It's very confusing.
There's so many different cell phone companies. Most of them are resellers.
No, yeah, I don't get it. All I know is I have to pay a bill for it to work. I don't care what company it comes from. I just like to pay the least amount.
Do you have a new cell phone?
I have a newer cell phone. I have the iPhone 12.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the 13, but I've got the 12. So I'm close.
I hope to get a new one. Mine's about 4 years old. Still got the rotary dial.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very difficult.
Yeah, you got the, it flips open, right? Is that a flip phone or is that a regular phone?
No, it's just a flat phone. I like flip phones, so I really do.
So it's a not-so-smartphone?
No. It's an impaired phone.
Yeah. What time do you go to bed? You probably, we being people that have to wake up pretty early in the morning, what are you, like 8:30?
Usually, I try and get in bed by 9:15.
By 9:15?
Because most of my TV shows don't get over till 9.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch your shows.
Oh, yeah.
But this, I think, is probably for like the typical 9-to-5 person. They say go to bed between 10 and 11. They say it's good for your heart. A new study shows that people who fall asleep during that time have less risk of developing heart disease. And falling asleep later or earlier than that puts you at risk for heart problems. The rise in heart problems was more prominent for women in this study. So listen to your mother. And even when you're a grown-up, and go to bed early. Got to get your bedtime in. Got to go to bed on time. I think yesterday, I can't remember what time we went to bed. We had a family get-together at my sister-in-law's house. So, oh, gosh, I think it was in 10 or something like that I went to bed.
Well, 10, you're a young guy, so it doesn't make that much difference.
I still feel it the next day, though. But maybe you're staying up all night because you might be on your phone and maybe you're doing some online purchasing. Well, I've actually found a list of some of the most regretted purchases made during the pandemic. Highlight a few of those. Tools or carpentry equipment. People regret doing that because there was definitely a surge for a lot of do-it-yourself stuff, a lot of home improvement things, especially in the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was being sent home and working from home.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing all that. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to do that project that I've been putting off for a couple years. So you bought all that equipment. I'm sure it's still sitting there, and I'm sure that project is not done. Some other things that are on here, home gym equipment. And maybe you wanted to have that home gym, but then now the home gym or the treadmill has now just become another way for you to hang clothing. Musical instruments, also another thing that people regretted during the pandemic, buying a musical instrument thinking, oh, well, I'm going to play the guitar. I'm going to learn how to play that. Did you learn it? No. Here's one on the list that I would say I would not regret, and that's kitchen appliances, like things like air fryers or bread makers. Mm. Now, I don't know if you have a bread maker. I know my mom had a bread maker when I was a kid, and she would actually use it and make bread.
I'm one of the bread winners.
You're one of the bread winners. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But I've known people that have bought air fryers. Air fryer, to me, that's a game changer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. There's so many things that you can do in the air fryer. I mean, it's almost like there was a craze for a while where everybody was buying Instapots.
Yeah.
It was like the pressure cooker thing. A lot of people were buying that. I did not buy that. I try not to have a lot of home appliances. I don't even have a microwave.
Oh, my goodness.
We have the toaster oven, but we don't have a microwave.
Toaster oven is old fashioned.
Yeah, we got the toaster oven. Got to have the toaster oven, and that pretty much does everything that I need. And if I want to reheat food, I just put it on the stovetop, or I put it in the oven.
I had a microwave hair dryer. That didn't turn out well at all.
I can tell. Yeah, that didn't. That's definitely gave you a clean slate for sure. But hopefully, you didn't regret any of those purchases, and if you did. Well, then I guess put it back. If you still have the box, just put it back in the box and give it to somebody for Christmas.
Hmm.
There you go.
I have a news of interest.
News of interest?
I do. Our friend Michael Moran of the St. Joseph and Benton Harbor Shipping News tells us this morning, looks like our favorite steam-powered cement boat, the 79-year-old SS Alpina, will be here this afternoon around 3 o'clock. Her second visit of the season, and she should be docking by the Lafarge docks.
Very nice.
79-year-old steam-powered.
Steam-powered.
Yep.
That'll be neat to see.
Oh, she is.
That's why there's so much fog today.
Should be in about around 3 o'clock this afternoon.
You going to be there? You going to check
it
out?
I'm going to try because this is kind of rare to see a boat that's that old.
And it's pretty big, right?
Yeah, it is. I don't have the exact dimensions, but if anybody wants to take a look at her on Facebook, it's the St. Joseph and Benton Harbor Shipping News. It's a good page to like.
Oh, man. Maybe we'll just have to start doing that news every day.
Yeah.
Tell you about the shipping news.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you informed about what's going on.